Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
60 today, under clear skies, winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 48 tonight, storms likely. Slight chance of rain showers. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 57, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun.
I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 54.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trey Stull. A motorcycle rider was killed and a passenger in a car was seriously injured in a two-vehicle crash Monday afternoon in Leavenworth County. The crash was reported around 2:47 yesterday afternoon. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a 2024 Harley-Davidson motorcycle was southbound on U.S. 73 Highway when it collided with a Mercedes-Benz C-Class that was northbound on U.S. 73 and turning west onto Fairlane Street. The patrol said the motorcycle struck the Mercedes on its passenger side door. The motorcycle's rider, Trevor Dwayne White, 22 of Leavenworth, was pronounced dead at the scene. A passenger in the Mercedes, Karen Ferengel, 73, was transported to an area hospital with serious injuries. Law enforcement across Kansas continue to see more drivers traveling well above the posted speed limit. On Sunday, Master Trooper Van Buren stopped a driver traveling 118 miles per hour in a 75 mile per hour zone in Ellsworth County. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Okay, it's not quite New Year's yet, but at Midwest Kia, we are saying goodbye to our 2024 models and hello to truckloads of all new 2025 Kias that are already pouring in. That means you can drive away with the best deal of the year and take thousands off the country's hottest SUV lineup, including 2024 Kia Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride, all with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile manufacturer's warranty that makes owning a new Kia the best value proposition on the road. Choose from over 300 new Kias on our lot. At Midwest Kia, we offer a simple, transparent, and fast, better way to buy your next new vehicle. Come down to Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road, or visit MidwestKia.com and help us ring in the new model year, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
See dealer for details. Offers expire month end. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes and fees.
A contested preliminary hearing was conducted on Friday in the Pawnee County District Court against Michael E.G. Reynolds, 68, of Larned, in connection with the shooting of Dr. Tomas Garza. Reynolds is charged with one count of intentional murder in the second degree, one count of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and one count of criminal possession of a firearm. If convicted of the murder charge under these Kansas sentencing guidelines, the defendant faces between 147 months and 653 months in the custody of the Department of Corrections. A Kansas woman injured in an accident just after 1:30 p.m. Sunday in Atchison has died of her injuries. A 2000 Toyota four-door passenger car driven by Eduardo Sucau, 87, of Atchison, was eastbound on Green Street at 6th Street in Atchison. The car entered the intersection and collided with a southbound Ford four-door passenger car. Sucau later died at 10:20 p.m. on Sunday. That's according to officials. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Grab Father Mucker's Barbecue for lunch today in Marysville, parked in the Crown Over Auto Sales parking lot until they're sold out, and mention today's keyword radio for $2 off every meal. That's Father Mucker's Barbecue in Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen says that he is officially calling on the state's legislature to address what he calls, quote, inconsistencies with the state's main school aid formula for the upcoming 2025 legislative session that starts in January. According to the Nebraska Examiner, the news release came out on Friday last week, saying that the new report from his policy research office was compiled based on property tax data for the new state senators, and said that with newly elected officials coming in with 16 different fresh faces, they may not have a complete understanding of the state's funding formula for public education or the impact of the recent legislation that they had. According to the report from Governor Pillen's office, he says for the Nebraska's 244 school districts, they have seen a decrease in state aid at the state level that has led to local property tax increases around the state. They say much of the conversation will evolve around the new Tax Equity and Educational Opportunities Support Act in Nebraska. Mid-America Network News.
Okay.
okay, it's not quite New Year's yet. But at Midwest Kia, we are saying goodbye to our 2024 models and hello to truckloads of all new 2025 Kias that are already pouring in. That means you can drive away with the best deal of the year and take thousands off the country's hottest SUV lineup, including 2024 Kia Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride, all with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile manufacturer's warranty that makes owning a new Kia the best value proposition on the road. Choose from over 300 new Kias on our lot. At Midwest Kia, we offer a simple, transparent, and fast, better way to buy your next new vehicle. Come down to Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or visit MidwestKia.com and help us ring in the new model year, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
See dealer for details. Offers expire month end. Warranties a limited powertrain warranty. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes and fees.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting voted to send a letter opposing a Department of Energy proposal for a five-mile-wide corridor for potential transmission line development, which could pass through the county. Citing effects to agriculture and historic sites, the letter points to the ecosystem with concerns. Public comment on the matter may be forwarded as well through the Department of Energy website. Commissioners discussed hours at the health department, noting that 134 people had been seen prior to 8 a.m. since adopting revised hours in September. That department is open daily at 7:30 a.m., then until 5 Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Wednesdays until 6:30 p.m. and is closed Fridays. 302 people were in after 5 p.m. in October. The hours, as well as other department operating hours, will be reviewed with department heads in December. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Road and Bridge presented a proposal for a storm shelter, which was approved. Nemahal County Commissioners continued discussion of a zoning exploration and planning board, proposing two members each from the 1st and 3rd District and three from the 2nd District. They also discussed duties and qualifications. Kansas Library Association has tabbed Frankfort as the best small library in Kansas, recognizing those serving communities less than 5,000 residents. Services, programs, and activities are among criteria considered by the committee determination annually. Gwyneth Klaus-Colgrove with the Welsh Heritage Center in Wymore was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend. She highlighted the Welsh heritage in southeast Nebraska.
I think that a lot of people don't realize that we are the only Welsh museum dedicated to the settlers that came for land. Most of them came about the 1860s with the Homestead Act. Many people don't realize that we came this far west. Most people think that we stopped in New York or Pennsylvania or Vermont in the mines. But these people came on to be homesteaders so that they could own land, which they could never own this amount of land, let's say 80 acres or 160 back in Wales. So it was very important for them to own a piece of land, and from that, the community grew down south of Wymore, when it grew by the Bethel Welsh Calvinistic Methodist Church. And indeed, we have the only archive dedicated to the preservation of our Welsh heritage in North America. That includes Canada and all of the United States.
If you missed the broadcast, our public affairs programs are downloaded as a podcast available on our website, KeyNDYRadio.com, and our social media. Colgrove talked about an expansion at the museum in Wymore, which is planned. Fundraising efforts are underway.
Well, it means that we can properly display all of the wonderful items that have been donated to us in the past, and we just don't have room to properly do this display. And by having the additional square footage, we can do many more displays of what life was like here in Nebraska when the immigrants came, and also what life is like at the time when they left Wales. So we do have many things that are such as replicas of costumes, and of course our love of music. We have a lot of displays about what our music and our poetry means to us. So by having this expansion, we can definitely properly display all these wonderful things that have been donated to us.
Gerald F. Hyman, age 94 of Axtell, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. bury a little later date at the church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the church, with Lauer Funeralum of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Gerald Hyman. Rebecca S. Miller, age 73, of Topeka, formerly of Frankfort, passed away November 3rd. Funeral service Wednesday, November 13th, 3 p.m., at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Rebecca Miller. June P. Vitash, age 92, of Odell, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Odell United Methodist Church. Burial in the Odell Czech Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 11 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5:30 until 7 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for June Vitash. Arlo D. Richter, age 93, of Barnes, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at Fancy Creek Church, south of Barnes. Burial, Zion Fancy Creek Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Arlo Richter. Donnie R. Don Wilkinson, age 72, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Don Wilkinson.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do, Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
The holiday season is right around the corner, and we all want to look and feel our best. At Sunflower Medical Clinic, we will get you holiday ready with IV hydration, Botox, facial fillers, and laser hair removal. Perfect for that holiday glow and confidence at every party. To book your appointment, come on in to Sunflower Medical Clinic in Marysville or call us to step into the holiday season looking your best.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some showers and thunderstorms are likely overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. More scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible on Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Southwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower 60s and partly cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Still staying sunny into Friday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then partly cloudy skies into Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-40s. South winds around 10 and gusting as high as 25. Still staying sunny into Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid-60s. Then partly cloudy Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-November 56, record high on this date 77, the average low 33, and the record low was 7 degrees. Sunset this evening 5:15, sunrise in the morning at 7:08.
Grab Father Mucker's Barbecue for lunch today in Marysville, parked in the Crown Over Auto Sales parking lot until they're sold out, and mention today's keyword radio for $2 off every meal. That's Father Mucker's Barbecue in Marysville.
Your houseplants might be to blame for uninvited house guests this fall. Some advice on battling an insect invasion today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
In August of last year, Kansan Audra Clark was involved in a motor vehicle accident. While she only suffered some bumps and bruises, scan results indicated she had two masses on her brain. She is the single mother of four beautiful children, and her quest continues to become a registered nurse. We ask for your prayers for Audra, and if you would, please donate to assist her in this medical fight. Visit Audra Support Squad on Facebook. That is Audra Support Squad. Again, Audra Support Squad. This message of support is organized by Justin Clark and Lindsay Meyer. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 12th, the 317th day of the year. Musician Neil Young turned 79 today, and the first episode of Absolutely Fabulous aired in 1992. Finding more creepy crawlies than usual around the home? If you bring garden plants indoors for the winter, there's a good chance that insects have hitchhiked a ride. Even wiping down the plants may not help, because eggs are often in the soil and warmer indoor air makes for ideal hatching conditions. A weekly rinse with a kitchen sprayer will keep things under control, and topical sprays will usually solve the problem. And remember, the same stowaways may be lurking in holiday or gift plants, so the same rules apply. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can find more seasonal advice online at almanac.com.
Don't head out on your next adventure riding on a set of tires that you're not sure will make it across town. Stop by and see Bryce at Hilltop Tires in Marysville. With the knowledge to set you up right and the personal style that you prefer, you'll leave Hilltop flying high. Servicing everything from semis to ATVs, Hilltop Tires is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, because flats don't have a schedule. Located below the old water tower in Marysville, call Bryce today at 785-619-6035.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. College basketball back in action again today as the number one Kansas Jayhawks are set to tip off tonight at 5:30 against the Michigan State Spartans. That game on the road in Michigan. They are coming off their Friday game last weekend where they ended up beating the number 10 University of North Carolina 92-89, putting them 2-0 for the regular season so far. After this game, the Jayhawks are back at home here in Kansas for a Saturday tip at 5 p.m. against Oakland. The Wildcats basketball team has next tip on Thursday. On the college football front, the Jayhawks also had a big weekend in college football as they were at home taking on the Iowa State Cyclones and winning that game 45-36. That helping them just a little bit in the Big 12 conference, putting them 2-4 in conference play. They are 3-6 overall for the regular season so far. The Kansas State Wildcats had their bye week this past Saturday, still sitting 4-2 in conference play and 7-2 overall, sitting number 5 in the Big 12 conference. Mid-American Network Sports.
There's more at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. More cash giveaways during the month of November. $2,500 in cash given away and random rewards every Tuesday. Earn entries for cash giving every Thursday in November to win your part of $10,000 in cash. And Saturdays, take your shot at our $20,000 progressive rollover drawing with a grand prize to be given away on November 30th. Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is your home for life-changing jackpots. Highway 77 in Newkirk, where the winners play.
Wichita State Shocker Basketball is back in Charles Koch Arena. The men's and women's teams are set to return for another exciting season beginning this November. And our listeners can receive an exclusive one-time discount for half-price tickets to experience the thrill of Shocker Basketball in person at select games. Visit GoShockers.com/redeem promo and use promo code Shocker Radio. That's GoShockers.com/redeem promo using code Shocker Radio. We'll see you in the roundhouse.
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics has announced that their cheer and dance national championships will be coming to Topeka, Kansas in the upcoming 2026 season. As WIBW reports, the organization has announced that they will be held at the Stormont Vale Events Center for 2026 and 2027. As according to the Topeka Area Sports Commission Executive Director Mike Bell, they say, quote, "We are incredibly excited to welcome the NAIA cheer and dance national champions to Topeka. Hosting this event is a testament of our city's vibrant sports culture and our commitment to providing top-notch facilities and hospitality." The Cheer and Dance National Championships will be a two-day event that features 15 cheer and 12 different dance teams from around the nation, as Visit Topeka says they will strive to make it the best student athletic experience possible. In other news, Kansas State senior and center for the basketball team, Ayoki Lee, has earned another preseason honor as of the end of last week, being named for the Los Angeles Athletic Club's John R. Wooden Award for the preseason women's top 50 watch list.
Marysville seniors Lindsay Dressman and Jessica Hubbard, as well as junior Casey Rush, were honorable mention for the All-North Central Kansas League volleyball team.
To be a winner, all you need is a little self-confidence.
A two-hand monster jam! 16,300 on their feet!
Bill himself and the Kansas Jayhawks play here all season long.
Steps back on a three. Got it to go! Kansas pouring it on!
Be a part of the journey right here on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball. The Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU basketball game on today's Country 95.5 KNDY.
Tuesday night tip-off, Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 5 o'clock on KNDY FM 95.5. As a result, you may tune for our evening news block Tuesday on AM 1570 FM 94.1, KNDYradio.com, or our free mobile app.
We've all heard an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but did you know an apple before grocery shopping means you'll buy more fruits and vegetables? Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Researchers at Cornell University found that people who ate a healthy snack before grocery shopping purchased 25 to 28% more produce than those who ate a cookie or nothing at all before heading to the store. Take advantage of apple season to incorporate this healthy habit into your lifestyle. Have an apple or other healthy snack before your next trip to the grocery store. Your healthier mindset will have you filling your cart with more fruits and vegetables. Then tantalize your taste buds by trying some new-to-you apple varieties. Growers and retailers often provide samples, recipes, and recommendations for the best snacking, baking, and processing varieties. Or buy a collection of apples and conduct your own taste test. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
The Great Lakes shoreline is dotted with many old lighthouses. Many are not needed these days, but most have great stories to share. One such place is in northwestern Michigan. And I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
North of Traverse City, Michigan, you'll find a place that was hard to navigate.
The end of the peninsula here has a very shallow shoal all around the end. It's very dangerous for the ships. It's so shallow. So they appropriated about $6,000 to build the lighthouse, but then Civil War came, so it was delayed.
It was 1870 before Mission Point Lighthouse was constructed. Ginger Schultz today manages the place that protected ships here.
So this lighthouse is pretty typical for the Great Lakes. We're not on the big water here. We're on a bay. It's Grand Traverse Bay. So this is pretty typical. It's 2.5 stories. We had a Fresnel lens. It was a fifth order Fresnel that would go for 13 miles.
Living quarters are part of the ground floor of this lighthouse.
This is where the keepers stayed, and it was a working lighthouse for 63 years, but we only had 7 keepers because there was one couple that stayed for about 25 years.
John and Sarah Lane occupied that position for 25 years, and Sarah took over for John when he passed, one of the very few female light keepers in those days. During the winter months, the keepers and their families would usually move to town as the lake froze, eliminating the need for a beacon. In the summer, they kept busy with the light and maintaining the property.
They had to maintain it and go up and cut the wick every 4 hours and put the oil in it. They used kerosene oil at the time. And the lens is pretty big, and you had to clean the soot around the lens and clean the windows.
And people wanted to come out and see the light. Sarah Lane wrote that she entertained over 1,000 visitors one summer who came to see the beacon. There's a unique way you can run this lighthouse yourself. And that's next time as we travel the countryside near Traverse City, Michigan. I'm Andrew McCray.
When it gets cold, I'm sure there are times when your livestock wish they could come in the house with you. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Shelter livestock from the winter winds by planting a windbreak when you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
You've been a godsend to us. We appreciate it more than ever.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes.
Farm Rescue has assisted over 1,000 families in crisis, a milestone made possible by people like you.
Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org today.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Wool coats and cattle grow thick hair, but when the winter winds pick up, you might find them huddled against the trees in your pasture. A stand of trees can do a good job of blocking the worst of the harsh weather. Studies have shown that during severe winters, cattle in feedlots protected from the wind gained 10 pounds more than cattle in unprotected lots. Jim Brandel is an emeritus shelter belt ecologist at the University of Nebraska. He says the windbreak has to be planted in the right place to do the job.
You'd like it to be perpendicular to those winter winds, because your maximum protection is measured in distances away from the windbreak perpendicular to the prevailing wind. For most of the area that we're talking about, we're probably looking at a windbreak at least on the north, and we would strongly encourage protection on the west as well.
A windbreak on the south side can provide protection from snowstorms in late winter and early spring. But be careful with southern windbreaks. They might block summer breezes, which could increase heat stress for animals. At the minimum, a windbreak planting should have three dense rows.
One of which should be a pretty dense conifer, something like eastern red cedar or northern white cedar. Some of the spruce species work there too. We want something with some height, and so you may very well find a tall deciduous tree associated with it, and typically a shrub. Typically the shrub will be on the inside towards the feedlot.
To make chores a little easier, plant another row of shrubs or trees about 50 to 100 feet away from the main windbreak. It'll act as a snow trip, so you won't have heavy drifts in the area where you have to work with the livestock. Learn more about developing a wind shelter at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
One of the most repeated promises in the Bible is, the Lord will provide. I am Rob West with your Faith and Finance Minute. God always keeps His promises. He provides not only for our financial needs by giving us the ability to earn a living, but for other needs like family, friends, and our church. God knows that we need all of those things. If you worry that God won't keep His promise, maybe you really fear that God won't provide in the way you'd like Him to. But God promises to provide for our needs, not our wants, and He determines what we need. In Matthew 6, Jesus tells us not to fear for our daily provision. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. That's a promise you can count on.
Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, faithfi.com, or by downloading FaithFi, Faith and Finance from your app store.
Hey, this is Morgan Reed. Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. As an independent agent, I have access to multiple companies available throughout Kansas and Nebraska, helping community members that are on Medicare or will be soon. You can reach me at 785-727-4655 or find me at 815 Broadway in Marysville. Find your coverage your way with Reed Insurance.
Feral pigs can be a hazard to your health and to your livestock's health. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
As feral pigs continue to spread across portions of the U.S., you do well to keep your distance from them. In Texas, where the feral pig population is estimated at 2.5 million head, Brent Moore is a regional veterinarian with the Texas Department of State Health Services.
And when we think of biosecurity measures on farm operations, we're thinking of farm-to-farm transition of pathogens, and we also work to keep the animals inside the property. But we don't oftentimes manage effectively keeping wildlife populations from getting into the farm operations.
Moore says feral pigs can carry zoonotic diseases, which can transmit to humans and, of course, to other livestock. You may not know if your farm animals have been in contact with them.
When you go to your doctor, let them know that you work in an environment where you can be exposed to these organisms. These are diseases that aren't super common, but they're probably underdiagnosed and not recognized as frequently as they could be because of a lack of knowledge of being exposed to these organisms.
For additional resources on protecting yourself and your farm operation, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Grab Father Mucker's Barbecue for lunch today in Marysville, parked in the Crown Over Auto Sales parking lot until they're sold out, and mention today's keyword radio for $2 off every meal. That's Father Mucker's Barbecue in Marysville.
Good Tuesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Tax cuts initiated by President Donald Trump during his first term in office are set to expire in 2025. Oklahoma Republican Congressman Kevin Hearn says he believes the incoming president is planning to reward American companies for doing business in America.
I think that's part of his reducing the corporate rate from 21 to 15 for that. He knows how important farmers and ranchers are to the American dream and to feeding Americans and keeping us less dependent on other people around the world. And that's why he also wants to push predominant energy production so we're dominant in the world, so we're not relying on it. And he has said time and time again in his 2 years of campaigning that the real gold in America is under our feet, and that's important, as we heard in here, everybody clapping, because we need to have that security and national security.
With the lame duck session of Congress coming up, he talks about the possibility of getting a farm bill done this year.
Well, I think we're going to see probably an extension to try to get it into President Trump's tenure, but we've got to fund the government. That's important. Right now we're just funded to December 20th. That's going to be important to get that done before he comes into office. Also, we have an expiration of the debt ceiling at the end of January, so we need to get that taken care of before he gets in office so that we can have a clean first 100 days to get a lot of the policies done that he's been talking about on the campaign trail.
Hearn recently won his election campaign and talked about the concerns he's been hearing about from producers.
People are really concerned about the expiring of tax codes and what that does to be able to use estate planning to be able to hand down farms. Because if we have an expiration, then basically what's going to happen is we're going to have people having to sell part of their farm to pay the taxes. In addition to that, have we had Kamala Harris, and Democrats are still in place that want this, is to have taxation on unrealized gains, which is very problematic, you know, the increase of value in farmland.
Again, giving his comments on the fact if expiring tax cuts will be revived in 2025 is Oklahoma Representative Kevin Hearn. And I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest check of agricultural news here on this Tuesday, right here and only here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Thank you, Rusty Eck Ford customers, for an amazing year. During the month of November, we are saying thank you to our loyal customers. Get a $500 gift card for any new Ford vehicle purchased in November. Choose from over 300 new Fords in our lot and save up to $12,500 discount off MSRP on 2024 F-150s, America's number one selling truck for 47 years. Zero payments until January 2025. 0% APR for 36 months on select vehicles. 0% APR for 72 months on 2023 Mach-E. Thank you, Wichita. Choose from over 300 new Fords and 280 quality used vehicles. Buy a new Ford and receive a $500 gift card for holiday shopping. Visit Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Mach-E 1389 per thousand financed. Excludes 2025 models. Offers can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor.
Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, be only special stock cow, bred heifer, and breeding bull sale Wednesday, November 13th, starting on the cow-calf pairs at 11 a.m. We will have 300 mostly black, white face, and red Angus cows, 3 to 8 years old, with 30 to 90 day old calves. Spring bred heifers include 70 black, 59 black, white face, and 20 Hereford first calf heifers, bred to low birth weight bulls for February, March calves. Bred cows consist of 200 black, white face, and red cows, mostly 3 to 6 years old, bred to Angus and Hereford bulls for February to April calving. There will be 75 heavy bred cows. They're calving now. They'll be 3 to 6 years old, bred to Hereford and Angus bulls. Breeding bulls offered will include 11 Angus, 1 Sim Angus, 1 Horned Hereford, 3 Polled Hereford. They'll all be 18 to 24 months of age and ready for heavy service. For more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, November 13th, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Livestock need access to fresh water during the winter. As the temperatures drop, be sure your watering system offers an ice-free drink. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
You've been a godsend to us. We appreciate it more than ever.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes.
Farm Rescue has assisted over 1,000 families in crisis, a milestone made possible by people like you.
Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org today.
When controlling weeds is key to a successful soybean season, good enough isn't good enough. Only FMC overlapping residuals control weed pressure from pre-plant to canopy closure, resulting in higher ROI compared to the competition. To get to canopy closure with the FMC overlapping residuals program, visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com. Always read and follow all label directions.
Water is the most important nutrient for overall cattle health and production. They consume 1 to 2 gallons of water per 100 pounds of body weight. So, a 1,200-pound cow would need 12 gallons of water every day. Chewing on ice and snow doesn't count. Brad White is a professor at the College of Veterinary Medicine at Kansas State University and director of the Beef Cattle Institute. He says to consider the size of your tank to keep the water flowing.
When I'm thinking smaller tank, often those are the ones that have some sort of freeze-proof control mechanism. So they may either be buried underground or you can use electricity to keep them in place. Our larger tanks, the freeze-proof mechanisms differ a little bit in that we may be using an overflow system of some sort, but your bigger tank has more surface area across the top.
And more surface area means it can freeze a lot faster, especially in a pasture situation if cattle have to walk a distance to get to the water. He says you may need other freeze-proof mechanisms to keep these tanks open.
You can have it underground. You can have electricity that keeps it heated. You can also use a combination of those or a ball water. So there's a ball that stays in the top and floats to the top, and then the cattle push it back down to get a drink. All of those can be very effective, and which one you pick depends a lot on your situation and whether or not you have the capability to put some of those in place.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about keeping watering tanks open in the winter at agriculture.com.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Liberty Ultra is the first herbicide to be released with an approved Endangered Species Act compliant label. K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster discusses a few of the regulations included on this new label and how growers can incorporate them into their operation.
Labels are going to have some sort of baseline drift requirements that are going to be a little bit different from previous labels. And then in some cases, you may need to have more drift protection if you're near what they're calling a pesticide use limitation area. The big thing, though, is this idea of a downwind spray drift buffer. You can reduce that buffer requirement. So, for example, in the case of Liberty Ultra, if you use a drift reduction adjuvant or DRA, you can drop that requirement to zero.
Lancaster explains how labels will have points on them that applicators will need to reach.
Every herbicide is going to have a unique number, its own number of points that you're supposed to acquire in order to be compliant with your application. In the case of Liberty Ultra, it's 3 points. So you'll need to look at the label, figure out how many mitigation, runoff, and erosion mitigation points you need. And then the EPA has they're calling it a mitigation menu, and there's a website for that that you can, you know, if you find the e-update article, you can just click the link and take a look at that mitigation menu. A lot of the practices that they're using do align with NRCS practices.
Depending on what county growers are in, they may already have points.
As soon as you look at that mitigation menu, one of the things you'll see is that there is county-based mitigation relief. And so that's just based on the fact that if you have flat land and it doesn't rain, you're not going to have runoff. And so just based on those two facts, folks can probably kind of start making a mental map of what that looks like for the state of Kansas. Other things to think about. One thing I think is interesting and could be helpful in a lot of ways is that farmers get a point just for tracking their mitigation practices. So thinking about your record keeping system. So that's one thing. One aspect of this that has caused quite a bit of conversation as they were working out the strategy is that you can get points for working with a runoff or erosion specialist.
That was K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster reviewing a few regulations for ESA-compliant herbicides. Learn more from an October 31st e-update article, which you can find at eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Good Tuesday afternoon. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And as we pass through midday, we are still seeing mostly higher numbers across the board. December live cattle up 95 at 184.65. February to 186.32. That's 95 cents in the green. Higher for the feeder cattle as well. November feeders up 57 to 246.72. January up 125 to 243.50. And somewhat mixed in the hogs, but the immediate contracts are all higher. December lean hogs up 55 cents to 82.32. February up 47 to $86.40 per hundredweight. Into the grains and oilseeds, still quite a bit of pressure on the day. Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat are all lower. December Kansas City wheat are 13 and a quarter cent lower, down to 546 and a quarter. March down 13 at 560. Oats are somewhat mixed, but December is weaker. December oats down 6 at 339 and three quarters. Into the row crops now. We see December corn down 2 and three quarters at 427 and a quarter. March down 3 and three quarters at 439. Into the soybeans, it's been a double-digit drop. November soybeans down 13 at 998 and three quarters. January down 18 at 1004 and a quarter cent. December soybean meal down 360 at 291.40. And soy oil down 214 at 45.99. Cotton also a bit weaker. December cotton down 86 at 68.83. All right, let's take a stroll down Wall Street now as we see the Dow Jones down back under 44,000. Not by much, but still 314 in the red at 43,979. The S&P down 25 at 5,975. And NASDAQ down 61 at 19,236. Into the energy markets on the day, higher across the board, except for natural gas down 2 at $2.90. Crude oil, though, up 32 to $68.36 a barrel. Unleaded gas is up a penny at $1.97 a gallon. Heating oil up 2 at $2.22. As we look into the metals now, we see gold down $10 an ounce at $26.07.60. Silver, though, is still higher. December silver currently up 19 cents at $30.80 per ounce. And the dollar index stronger on the day. December dollar up 52 at 105.980.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV, your RV headquarters, now offers Rhino Linings EcoCoat, a spray-on roof lining to protect your RV from daily wear. It's 100% seamless, won't crack or peel, UV resistant, lasts three times longer than a rubber roof with a Toppers Plus lifetime leak-free guarantee. Shop in-stock accessories including sewer and electrical items, freshwater hoses, stabilizing kits, lock kits, AC filter parts, and RV decor. Get your free RV roof inspection at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
All new for 2025, the Nordis Motor Company has a High Country Edition Z71 Chevy Silverado 1500, a Chevy Silverado 2500 HD, plus a pair of new Chevy Equinox, a Chevy Malibu, and Chevy Trax for 2025 are now awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors are taking a break from their post-election rally. The Dow headed into the midday down 204 points, but still above 44,000. The S&P had given up a quarter percent. The NASDAQ had slipped a tenth. Genetic testing company 23andMe is laying off about 200 people, about 40% of its workforce. It is also stopping work on any future therapy programs as part of a restructuring program. More than 100 astronomers want the FCC to temporarily halt all Starlink and other mega constellation launches. The scientists are concerned about the potential environmental impact of putting thousands of artificial satellites into orbit. And Burger King is letting members of its Royal Perks loyalty program buy one Whopper for a dollar just for a limited time. It's part of a contest encouraging diners to try out new topping combinations for the Whopper. Jim Ryan, ABC News.